Good morning. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. Kind of a partly cloudy thing going on here. 35 degrees. As our Thursday talk around continues here, time for this week's edition of the Morning Zoo with Tom and Kathy from Jankabazoo. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Good to have you in house. Tom, did you get coffee?
No, I didn't.
Well, we got a new location.
Oh, you're my
okay,
hero.
Okay, so it's right across the hall.
Okay.
Okay, just walk through Turner's office, say hi as you walk by his desk, and then it's right in the back of Turner's office. So next time you stop in, I was a little worried about you. It's just sitting out there in the parking lot going, the poor guy doesn't have any coffee.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, poor guy can't find any other coffee all over the time.
See? So, yeah, I was thinking about you.
Well, I saw your mug, and I figured Bill's got it hooked up.
Right,
we're good to go.
Right across the hall, it's a lot closer, so that's a good thing. Hey, you two kind of look like you got cleanup day written all over you here. We've been talking about this for the past 2 days.
Yes.
There's ads running about it, too. So if people don't know about cleanup day, it's not for our lack of talking about it. Tell us what's going to go on.
Cleanup day is our annual event where the week before the zoo opens, folks come down to the zoo, bring a rake, gloves, and help us spiff it up.
Yeah.
And it was postponed. We would have had it on April 15th.
Jeez.
You can remember, it was not a good day to have that.
No.
So we're going to have it Saturday, the 29th is Saturday, and then a week from now, May 6th, will open.
That's our opener.
That's our opener. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we were hoping the rain would freshen up but not inundate.
Yeah.
And if it holds off, we'll still be as planned, but we'll have projects regardless if we can rake or not.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking at Bill's computer screen and go, he's really an evil person.
Why? What am I doing here?
It says chance of rain on Saturday.
Nah, a chance.
Yeah. 50?
Not even that, 30.
Okay. Well, so, then you're getting better by the moment.
Absolutely, be a little more optimistic,
absolutely. So
please.
There you go. The glass is half full here.
Yeah, that's the way we want it.
So people can just show up. Show up at gate 3, right?
Yep.
And we've been telling everybody to go there and bring your rakes and your gloves.
Yes, yep. If you have them. If not, we'll put you on another project. But that'll be the bulk of the work. We do have some other things.
Some shrub trimming on front.
We're
going to
be spreading sand. We're going to be spreading sand in the petting zoo.
Yep. Okay.
So, you know, even a push broom, for some of the pathways where our big sweeper can't get in, mm-hmm. We had to use a lot of sand this winter because of the ice for our staff. General cleanup.
Okay.
And some washing of fences and things like that, too.
All right. Well, let's talk about the 2023 season.
Yes.
Kind of jacked up about this.
Well, I am, just because I think people are going to be so over the nice long winter, because it's a seasonal thing. We enjoy the winter to a point.
For yourself.
And so it's time. It's time. Yeah. And so we're really eager to open the gates on the 6th. And school groups actually start this next week.
Right.
Because we thought we were going to be open. We're certainly not going to reroute them. And they will just, that's why cleanup days are really important too. So we have buses galore coming. The calendar is full. Mm-hmm. And as they call in and go online or call in with Ariana, and they're trying to, I hear her saying, well, there's like 9 this day, maybe we can move you over here this day. But certainly public zoo, when it's open, people don't have to make appointments, but we like that the schools do. Mm-hmm. So we can accommodate the buses, and you're going to see a flurry of yellow and orange coming through the town every single day in May.
And those kids are going to get educated. They're going to learn something, or quite a few things, by the time they leave the zoo.
Absolutely. You know. We're very excited about it, and we're going to have our staff on the pathways, and Bruce and Melissa, education department, will be out and about, and that's our favorite thing, mm-hmm. is to be on the pathway and talk to everybody. Real quickly, talking about that, the classes were listed online. Some of them filled up very quickly. I'm talking minutes. We have added some classes. If you're on a wait list and you're hearing this, just, you know, know that we're working on that, but mm-hmm. you'll certainly get an answer very soon as to if we're going to make another session of that class you wanted your little one in. So, good problem to have, mm-hmm. but we got to fit it in, too. So
you're going to have a banner year this year.
I just feel that.
Well, and I do, too. And one of the reasons I say that, too, is because last Saturday, The boys and I were playing over at for the Mally Brewer benefit.
Yes, great job again,
and
by the way.
We thank you, and thanks for coming out and dancing. But listen, we were talking about it, you know, and I said, I just think people are ready to just get out and start having some fun again.
Yes.
And no place better to do that than Chincabazoo. Because I always say there's something about going down there that it just takes you out of everything and just sort of takes you away from things.
Well, a big part of it is they come in, they relax, the animals give you that calming feeling mm-hmm. when you look at them, and they come and they interact and stuff. And we work really hard to make the animals comfortable and happy where they're at. And you can tell it. When you come in and the tigers, we had some groups come through this week from the college already, and the tigers are up chuffing to them. It's because they're happy.
Right.
They're happy to see people. They're happy where they're at. And it's pretty much all the way when we go through the zoo. Mm-hmm. Everybody's excited. Even the big boys at over 7,200 pounds apiece trotting up and going, hey, nice to see you today.
Do the otters get kind of crazy, too, when there's more people coming around? Because they seem to be like a species that likes showing off.
Yes, our animals, the public coming through, our visitors, our wonderful visitors, are adding enrichment to these animals' days.
Because right.
remember, they're not in the wild. They know their home, and they haven't seen people except for their
for quite a few months,
our
yeah.
crew, who they adore,
yeah, of course,
but and depend on.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, though, when Tom said that the NDSCS biology students came through, and the animals were like, especially the primates, hi.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And Fran the otter was mm-hmm. like, I'm here, I'm under the ice.
Yeah, got like right in your
yeah,
face. Yeah,
yeah. Everybody was just like. Tal came out. Tal had his first outdoor training this week.
How did that go?
Really well. He's been trained every day, but inside mm-hmm. this winter. He did great. He was still distracted because we've got things moving around. When Coca-Cola brought the pop machines in, there was you saw the zebras running. I'm like, oh, zebras are running. Everybody's like, yeah, Coke guy's here.
Something about the zebras in a Coke machine.
Something I'm like, about something coming through that's big, and mm-hmm. they don't know what it is, or they're like, this is not a normal thing in my day. Bears did an outdoor training. They've been training for about a week, and they're doing great. They're
right.
they're looking a little thinner than they were last fall when
they
went
they've
in
been asleep for a while.
Yes, it's a great plan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try it.
Oh, man.
But
good stuff.
Ready.
So
yeah.
let's talk about staff. Yeah. Is your staff as wound up about this this season as you guys are?
I know that they are.
Yeah?
I know that they are. And they're coming to us, every department. We're visiting about what's going to be new, what's new in signage. Oh, there's some great, cool, interactive signs that will be up. And then the animal care staff, they've got ideas of what they need to see, would like to see in these habitats
sure.
to enrich and change, do in that. They do their own workshops, and
mm-hmm.
did a workshop of braiding fire hoses the other night.
Okay.
So, and there's ones that making plans for building shelter enrichment things and saying, I'm going to, you know, stay after and do this. I'm going to do this.
Does your staff typically, I'm guessing they do, come to you with ideas and say, Tom, Kathy, you know, we're kind of thinking about this.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
They come to us and talk to us about it. And if it's something we can possibly make happen, we do.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you know, we'd like to bring more logs and stuff in, but the ground is so soft. If
yeah.
we go in with equipment, we tear it apart. And so, and they understand, they go, no, we get it.
Yeah.
When it dries out, we can move this stuff in. A shout out to Cargill. They have a group coming down, and they're going to be working on two projects. And the staff and we're all excited about it because it's things we want to do, but we're a small crew, so
mm-hmm.
we're jamming as much as we can. So when Jesse from Cargill called and said, do you got a couple projects for us for like 10 people? It's like, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, you're nice to have friends, and the zoo's got plenty of those.
We do, and people are calling us about the cleanup day. And again, you don't have to register ahead, but if you have a larger group,
mm-hmm.
we're going to feed everybody.
Right.
So just let us know so we're prepared. And you don't have to stay the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to come in and say, you know, we've got something else we need to do because it's going to be nice weather.
Yeah, yes, it is.
And so people are headed out and doing other projects and in their own yards too, perhaps. But if you want to give us a couple hours, we're cool with that.
It's a great way
to instill volunteerism into your children.
Right. Absolutely.
Bring your kids with and you show them, and it's great. We see parents every year. They bring their kids, and we don't mind if the kids go look at stuff, but you'll see the parents. No, we came to the zoo to rake.
We're
going to
work today, yeah.
But it's also great they get to take time and walk around and look at things.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, yeah. Good stuff. Once again, anybody in the listening area, a lot of people, if you come on this Saturday, be prepared to pitch in.
Mm-hmm, right.
And then next Saturday, it's general visitor.
All right.
What am I trying to say? Yes.
The zoo opener.
The zoo opener. Which I love to get on the radio and say to the staff, welcome to zoo season 2023.
Oh, man. Good stuff.
It's very
good.
You got
me excited for that.
Yeah, I know.
Good stuff.
Really fun.
Tom and Kathy, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
You'll be in next week. We can talk about the opener.
And you'll be down at the zoo.
Yes.
Yes, Friday.
A week from tomorrow.
Friday the 5th.
Absolutely.
Be there your morning show.
Having breakfast with you guys and just finding out what we're going to do specifically in 2023. Looking forward to that.
That'll be great.
Tom and Kathy, it's the Morning Zoo, and we talk Jankaba Zoo every Thursday at this time at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Got a partly cloudy sky, 37 degrees. It's Thursday, April 27th from the Twin Town Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Dablo. It's 8:30. Good morning. Minnesota Department of Agriculture wants to help a pork processing plant in Windham find a new buyer and continue production. State ag officials hosted a meeting Tuesday to discuss the future of the High Life Foods plant. High Life notified the state on April 11th that its plant would permanently close in June if a new buyer isn't found.